is about Disneyland Paris getting a brand new multi-level McDonald's. Disney plans to expand parks investment, doubling capital expenditures over 10 years. Headline news, trivia, and so much more on today's Disney Parks Podcast.
Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times. And get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
All right, kids. Welcome to
Hello.
Show 794 for the week of September 25th. Ouch. Yeah, we're just trucking along now. Yeah. What fun Disney things did you do this weekend? I know you did some stuff this weekend.
I did do a few things this weekend. I found that you could walk a lot looking at junk. I mean, never mind. I went to the annual pass holder garage sale or sale event, I guess you would call it.
Pass holder. I think they were calling it the annual pass holders merchandise holder, event.
Yes.
Was the official
at
title.
The Wide World Sports Complex.
At the arena that they don't use for cheerleading anymore.
At the built arena and the whole land that they don't use for much of anything anymore, but you know.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, they use it for bid pickup for racing.
That's it. That's and it. Every race.
Yeah. And it's not done at the arena, it's done over at the milk house. So it's a long story.
It's at the other building. It's not even at that one.
Exactly. So what were some of the interesting items, if anything?
They had a lot of stuff. I've seen a lot of photos. If you have any social media, you've probably seen enough photos too to see a good mix of what they've had. I believe there was four or five or six rows of just apparel clothing, all different types stuff. There were Crocs there as far as the eye can see.
And from what I heard, most of the clothing was small, medium, and large. If you were extra large or above, sorry.
I saw extra small.
Yeah.
And if you found double XL or anything else, if it was a shirt and a pant combo, you could find the pants, but not the shirt.
Yeah.
That was an issue.
I've heard that too. Yeah. Pretty crazy.
There was rumors of lightsabers, which I did not see.
Yeah. Was it crowded? Was it?
It was busy.
Yeah.
It wasn't like bumping into people busy, but it was definitely busy, and you had to get in and then you walked in upstairs, and then you had to walk pretty much all the way around the circle before you went down the door downstairs to go into the show or into the event. Really? So it was a little bit of a hike. I wondered why we didn't have like a soda fountain on or something. That would have been nice.
Because you went on Saturday, right?
Yeah. I did.
All right, so they were open, I think, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I think was it, right? So do you feel like by the time you got there on Saturday, it was, like, picked over? Like,
They were still bringing pallets out as we were there. So I don't know if it was picked over as much as it seemed to be. I think it just depended on the amount of quantity they had of certain items.
Oh, yeah.
Some stuff they probably didn't have much at all. I heard that the ship figurines for the cruise lines.
Yeah.
I believe Susan was saying that went within like the first day or so of the thing, and there was none left after that. So if they were planning to stagger pallets, then the only ones they could stagger are the ones they had enough to just drop one per day and carry on the whole time. But
right. Interesting. Yeah.
Which I will never know.
Yeah. All right. So years ago, when I first moved down to Florida, they used to do something like this at the World of Disney store. It was like a one-day event on a Saturday. At first, it was free. So you would just go there. You had to be there. They kind of did it before the store opened. I think it started like at 6 o'clock in the morning and like ended at 9. So that they can get all the crap out of the store and then have it open for, you know, regular, you know, store day. Maybe it's till 10 o'clock. Anyway, so they used to do that. Then they changed it, made it a charity event. So I think you had to pay like 25 or 50 bucks for the privilege to possibly go buy something. I mean, you don't know what they were going to have, right? So that was it.
Yeah.
But I did get my mother years and years ago a Vera Bradley bag. It was probably retailing for about 200 bucks for about 50.
Oh,
this
wow.
Thing. It was one per person, which I think back then was fair because I think if you make it two per person, you know one's going on eBay. They're probably buying one from themselves
now.
And then one's going on eBay. So I think the one per person was a fair thing because you knew then it wasn't going to wind up on eBay. Unless, of course, you had 10 friends with you and then...
They each bought one.
Yeah, and they each bought one and then 9 of them were going to go on eBay. So, I don't know, but
it's okay, folks. Don't worry about selling your Mr. Toad popcorn bucket. That is now useless.
Yeah. As of today, there's a 240 of them on eBay.
Yep.
At least by my last count.
And not to mention they were buy one, get one free there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're going to leave that one out.
So they kept one and sold one, obviously.
For sure. Or sold both. Them all.
Yeah,
because they already bought one for full price.
Yeah, for full price somewhere else. Yeah. So it's interesting. I was seeing pictures of a lot of, like I was telling James earlier, a lot of clothing, apparel, and then, you know, different kinds of blankets. I think there was a Bambi blanket. I think you got an Oswald blanket.
I did.
But these are all things that just donating to a homeless shelter. I mean, you know, homeless people can use the clothing and the blankets. You know, and then the toy stuff, just give to a children's hospital or many children hospitals in the area.
All of them.
Yeah. And they're all hey, give them a gift bag here. You get one of each of these. You get one of each of these. You know, I don't know. And just write it off. A charitable donation, Disney. You know, I don't know. I just hope they do something good with all the stuff that's left over and not just, you know, write it off and throw it in a dumpster. That would be sad.
The oops, we tried right off.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right, let's get into some news. But before we do, we have this for you. Don't forget to book your 2024 Walt Disney World package and be entered in. That's right. Be entered to win a Disney cruise for four. That's right. A free Disney cruise just by booking a 2024 package. You can do this by contacting us at DisneyParksPodcast.com/ the letter D, the number 2, and the word travel. The rules are these. Your package must include a minimum of 4 nights at a Disney resort, 4 days of tickets, and a dining package. Deposit must be made at the time of booking before October 1st, 2023. Travel must be taken after January 9th, 2024. Cancellation of the booking will result in the forfeiture of the prize, and cruise dates are subject to availability.
You're
all
getting
right.
Good at it.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, in about 2 months, I won't have to say it anymore. 2024 will be here. If it lasts that long.
I don't even know if it's 2 months.
Yeah. All right, Mr. James. Yeah. What do we got as the first hot item? Oh, wait.
First
before
hot
you do that,
item.
Before you do that, for people of the 50th anniversary, Disney was doing these. You'll have to see the video to see this. This is a coin with Minnie stamped on the front. And on the back was the 50th anniversary. So there was a bunch of them. I have, you know, a whole bunch. These are my duplicates. So this week for the trivia, if you get the trivia question right, I will send you a 50th anniversary coin for your keepings. And it's not real money, so don't try and spend it anymore.
Value is less than 1/100th of a penny.
The value is the zinc this was stamped on. That is it. I don't even know if they're magnetic. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Not a problem.
I digress.
Don't bite it either. Number one on the list today, Disneyland Paris to get a brand new multi-level McDonald's. If you visited Disney Village at Disneyland Paris, you've probably stopped into a McDonald's restaurant at some point. The restaurant is so popular there in a couple of years, you'll see a brand new major McDonald's replace it. Artist concept of the new multi-level McDonald's restaurant coming to Disney Village at Disneyland Paris. Disney Village is a shopping and dining area you pass through on your way to the Disneyland Paris theme parks. It's currently under a multi-year transformation. As part of that transformation, guests are getting a new huge multi-level McDonald's with indoor and outdoor seating in early 2026. And wait a little bit longer, but I'm sure it'll look great.
Yeah.
The current McDonald's, which opened in 1999, will continue to operate while the new one is under construction. The new one will be next to the current one. Construction on the new restaurant will begin in September of 2024. Oh, we got a long ways to go. The new McDonald's, that's literally a year from now.
Yep.
So, the new McDonald's restaurant features an innovative architecture designed exclusively for Disneyland Paris. Watch our website. Watch here for more updates.
Yeah.
We will keep you informed.
Our McDonald's had an update a few years ago. And the image I saw of this is very similar to ours. But, you know, theirs is two stories. Ours is not. But I don't like the way ours looks. It's terrible. It's terrible. And it's interesting.
Well, we only have one now.
Now, is it still the world's largest McDonald's on Sand Lake? Is that?
I think it still is. I mean, this one might oust it, but.
All right. So on Sand Lake and International Drive, there's a two-story McDonald's, which is supposed to be the world's largest McDonald's. And they did the same thing. They kept the old McDonald's open while they built the new McDonald's right next to it and then tore down the other one and turned it into a parking lot.
So, I don't think it's the largest one in the world anymore, unfortunately. No.
I thought there was one in Russia that was bigger.
There's one in, Moscow, seats 900 people.
Yeah, yeah. That's
and it's 28,000 square feet.
Yeah, that's pretty big for McDonald's.
The Frankfurt Airport in Germany seats 650 guests, and it's 43,000 square feet.
Yeah, well, there you go.
But it's not as guest big. It doesn't fit as many people.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. We are still labeled as one of the top five largest.
Okay,
we'll take McDonald's that. Built. So
we'll take it.
I'll take it. I gotta argue with that.
Yep. And hey, listen, not to belate the McDonald's thing, but if you saw the movie The Founder, you know that McDonald's not in the hamburger business; they were in the real estate business.
Yes. Just
keep that in mind. All right. Next item: Disney plans to expand its parks investment by doubling capital expenditure over the next 10 years. And this also includes, should I mention, park experiences and cruise line experiences were the two items I specifically mentioned. The Walt Disney Company is planning to significantly increase its investment in its park experiences and product segment, nearly doubling its capital expenditure to around $60 billion over the next 10 years. This investment will involve expanding and enhancing both domestic and international parks and cruise line. Here are some key points from this announcement. Disney's top executives, including CEO Bob Iger and Disney Parks chairman, Josh D'Amaro, shared the plan with analysts and investors at Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida. The company also intends to grow its bottom line while maintaining financial stability and delivering value to shareholders, and that's why their CFO left. Because I'm sure they had a big disagreement with Mr. Iger and his plan. The growth strategy focuses on stories, scale, and fans. Another item is stories. Disney plans to leverage its vast library of intellectual property to create immersive storytelling experiences in its parks, resorts, cruise ships, and consumer products. Well, you have a whole warehouse full now. They will incorporate new stories from popular films and series in their theme parks. For the scale part, Disney currently has large global theme park footprints in 12 parks across 6 sites worldwide. They also have a strong presence in the cruise industry, and the company sees significant room for expansion both on land and at sea. And for the fans, despite having some of the world's most attended theme parks, Disney believes there is an untapped potential to reach even more consumers. They aim to expand their offerings and create new fans and loyal customers. So what they're saying here is, we haven't gotten everybody in the world to go to a park yet, but we're going to try.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? Disney plans to explore new characters and franchises for its parks. And we have a good show about how that can happen. There are expansions set to open later this year at international parks. They also have over 1,000 acres of land available for future development, equivalent to about 7 new Disneyland parks. Additionally, Disney Cruise Line is set to expand its capacity and enter new markets, including a new home port in
Singapore, which is where that new ship will go.
Yes. The company believes it can reach more than 700 million people worldwide who have a high affinity for Disney, but have not yet visited its parks. So 700 million people of you out there have not been to a park, but you will. Can be Bob's dying wish. Their goal is to...
Hopefully that's not soon.
Their goal is to strengthen their relationship with both existing and new fans and as they expand their offerings and presence in the global market. So there you go. That's a very, very, very deep pocket plan.
Very deep.
Very deep.
Very. Like both goes, pants pockets deep.
It goes deep, man. All right. What's going on over at the Poly?
Everything.
Everything and nothing.
Buildings. Walls, towers. Mm-hmm. We have a first look at Polynesian Tower room layouts. I heard about this. I haven't actually looked myself yet.
Okay.
But the latest permit filed with the South Florida Water Management District features thorough plans of the ground level of the new Polynesian Tower. Several guest rooms are present on that ground floor, representing nearly all types familiar to Disney Vacation Club owners, including deluxe studio rooms, one bedroom, two bedroom villas, and also one of the newer two-person duo studio. Which first appeared as a tower studio at Disney's Riviera. All right. The first image depicts a apparent dedicated two-bedroom villa adjacent to a lock-off two-bedroom villa. The outline helps illustrate different portions of the room with the master suite in blue, the living area and kitchen in green, and the lock-off studio/guest bedroom in red. The lock-off two-bedroom cabin can be identified by the second entry door leading into that separate bedroom. As with other DVC lockoffs, this room could be booked as either a combined two-bedroom villa or a separate one-bedroom and deluxe studio. A closer look at the bathroom facilities reveals three full bathrooms in two-bedroom villas. The image above shows two of the bathrooms positioned side by side. Outlined in turquoise is the master bathroom, which appears to have dual vanities, a tub in the middle of the room, flanked by a walk-in shower and toilet. Beneath, outlined in pink, is another full bathroom accessible via the living area. Each of these villas would have a third bath attached to the guest room / lock-off studio. I got a tub in the middle of a room.
Cool.
Well, I know I'm not going to Trader Sam's. I have to pre-fill the tub.
Yeah.
Elsewhere on the floor are what appear to be two dedicated one-bedroom villas sitting side by side. The master suite is outlined in blue and the living space in green. These rooms each have two full bathrooms and a galley kitchen. Noteworthy are some slight variances in the bathrooms between the two rooms. One of these villas may be an accessible room with slight modifications to the layout. Next up are two dedicated deluxe studio rooms along with a duo studio in purple. The duo studios have a maximum occupancy of two guests with the living space largely consisting of a queen-size pull-down Murphy bed. In total, the ground floor of this building appears to contain the following: a duo studio, two deluxe studios, two dedicated one-bedroom, one dedicated two-bedrooms, and two lock-off two-bedrooms. The presence of the deluxe studio and lock-off two-bedroom villas adds a new dimension to the debate regarding whether the Polynesian Tower will be made part of the current Polynesian villas and bungalows or a separate DVC timeshare association. With 360 studio rooms already present, there is no pressing need for additional deluxe studio rooms if the two are to be combined. Still, until Disney Vacation Club makes its intentions clear, we can only speculate about their plans. The unnamed Polynesian Tower will scheduled to be open sometime in 2024. I personally don't see why they would not rebrand it as its own, because if you tie it into an existing one, you have to follow those point charts and also follow its remaining lifespan.
Yeah. I think they're going to make a whole new contract offering.
Yeah. That would be my guess. They did it with Copper Creek and they did it with everything else. Grand
Floridian. Yeah, all of it. But all right. So refresh my memory on the duo studio. I know the deluxe studio's got the mini kitchenette. Is the duo studio missing the kitchenette part?
I think it is. I've never actually stayed in a duo studio. I'm spoiled. So
I think the ones at the Riviera,
I've seen pictures,
in the tower are the
duo. Yes, they are in the tower.
Yeah.
I think you might just have like a mini fridge.
Yeah.
Maybe a microwave if you're lucky. I don't think there's that much more than that. Cause like it says, and it is right. Your living area is also where your bed is at the same time.
Correct. Yes. Your living area is your bed. Your bed is your Murphy bed.
Yeah.
Your sofa is your Murphy bed.
At that point, why even put it away?
Yeah. I was in a Riviera suite, a Riviera duo studio. And it was tiny. I mean, the closet was in the bathroom. So, like, if somebody was in the shower and you wanted to put on clothes, you couldn't because they were in the bathroom.
Hope you were really good friends with your neighbor.
Yeah. All right. Hey, this is interesting. Permits related to Reflections, a Disney Lakeside Lodge, have been extended, but no signs of imminent construction restart is present. One permit related to construction of the shelved resort has been extended as Disney Vacation Club continues to keep its options open. And it's interesting because now they can't do this through their own governmental body. They have to go through the Central Florida
Tourism Oversight Board,
whatever they are.
CFTOD district.
Yeah, whatever. So back in May, they reported on language that Disney Vacation Club public offering statement, which suggests that Reflections at Disney's Lakeside Lodge is not entirely dead. The multi-site was fully amended back in February of 2023, yet it retained language which lists Reflections as a proposed project within the DVC timeshare system. This is a rather common disclaimer for under-construction projects, with developers warning buyers that future projects like Reflections and the new DVC tower going over at the Poly may or may not ever be completed. However, if DVC has no imminent plans to resume work on Reflections, the February amendments would have been the ideal time to remove any mention. Instead, Reflection language remained. In fact, it was amended again just 2 months later. Not only is Reflection still mentioned, but DVC added that cabins at Fort Wilderness Resort as another proposed destination. So according to reports, one of the construction permits related to Reflections has also been extended for a period of 5 years. We're going to wait 5 years for this. For them to start construction, not even have it done. This specific.
But we cleared the land at least in the first year.
We did. And we piled it all up in the middle, and now we don't know what to do with the dirt. Soon they're going to plant the flag on the top.
King of the mountain.
Yeah, exactly. This specific permit relates to the former Stolport. That's the short takeoff or landing port runway, which is frequently used for construction staging in the Magic Kingdom air. Numerous possibilities exist, including the prospect of using the Stolport site for Fort Wilderness cabins in the near term, with the possibility of resuming work on Reflections further down the road. See, this is what I was saying, where they would build cabins all the way from one to the other to Fort Wilderness, like all around Bay Lake. Anyway, I digress. At this time, no permits have been filed to resume the work on the actual Reflections work site. Crews were in the early stages of clearing the land when, unfortunately, the pandemic happened in March of 2020. In the months following, Disney quietly removed all public references to Reflections and sealed up the site. The land, which was formerly home to Disney's River Country, is still surrounded by construction fencing. The resort was originally announced in 2018. We're now in 2023, kids. The plan called for a total of 900 hotel rooms and DVC villas, with a opening back then in 2022.
Which it would have been open for a year by now.
Yeah. 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 So that's pretty damn interesting. I hope it comes back because I wasn't a fan of what they were going to theme it as, but I think another resort on Bay Lake with more cabins on Bay Lake, I think would be spectacular.
We always could use more.
Yeah.
Lodging. I'm not going to deny that.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep.
So, next up, Disney 100 brings together Minnie and Mickey at Epcot for a new meet and greet. Minnie Mouse and Mickey Mouse are back together at Epcot for a new Disney 100 meet and greet experience at the Imagination Pavilion and World Celebration. Both are dressed in their platinum best for the Disney 100 celebration, which will last through December 31st, 2023. Mm-hmm. The duo will be at Imagination will be ahead at Imagination for a couple of months before they relocate to the new purpose-built meet-and-greet location in the new Communicore Hall building, currently still under construction.
Yeah. So, for the 50th, they put them over at the Magic Kingdom, which kind of made sense. That's, you know, it was the first park. Now, for 100 years, we're going to move them over to Epcot. And I feel, here's my feeling. I feel like Disney is trying to get more people to go to Epcot. I feel like it's like the bad stepchild that, you know, not everybody goes to. They don't spend enough time there. So I think the whole reimagining, but the fact that they're not going to open it October 1st or even in the month of October, I just, why? Why, Disney? It really needs to be open now. If you want people to go, the Christmas season is the best time, you know? Yeah. Dress it up, get it going, you know? Anyway, that's my two cents. My two cents. All right. Hey, last week, James, we had a trivia question. You ready? Question was, what is the name of the ghostly dog that haunts the Haunted Mansion attraction? And the name of that ghostly dog in the Haunted Mansion is known as Zero. Woo! So the winner is Dan, and as we like to say, Dan, it's in the mail. This week's trivia question is this. What type of boat is used for the voyage to the Crystal Grotto attraction? So what type of boat is used for the voyage to the Crystal Grotto attraction? If you think you know the answer to that question, send it to disneyparkspodcast@gmail.com, and I will send you one of these lovely little 50th anniversary gold coins. How's that, kids? You will get a free gold coin. All right, next up. Disney CEO Bob Iger says the company will quiet the noise in conservative culture war. According to an investor note from the Walt Disney World Investor Summit, which was held here in Florida, actually, Disney CEO Bob Iger reportedly said that Disney will quiet the noise in the ongoing culture war that it finds itself in with conservatives. And this was mentioned via Reuters. This recent statement echoes a statement that Iger made during a November 2022 employee town hall where he first returned as CEO when he said that to the extent that I can work to quiet things down, I am going to do that. Reports say that Iger did not elaborate on his recent statement to quiet the noise, and there are a number of fronts that the company is up against conservatives, including a federal lawsuit against Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis, where Disney alleges DeSantis used the might of the state government to retaliate against Disney in taking over the Reed Creek Improvement District and attempting to void development contracts that cover Walt Disney World property. On the media front, Disney has been accused of creating woke films that have concepts like inclusion and acceptance in them that conservatives deem unacceptable. In his town hall meeting late last year, Iger said that there is a misconception on what politics is. Interesting. Mr. Iger also elaborated that, this is a quote, Bob is saying, I think that some of the subjects that have proven to be controversial as it relates to Disney have been branded political, and I don't necessarily think they are. I don't. That when you were telling stories and attempting to be a good citizen of the world and world politics, that's just how he views it. End quote. Former Disney CEO Bob Chapek faced swift backlash from Disney employees when he initially said that he wanted to keep Disney out of the "Don't Say Gay." This was what a bill was called here in Florida. Discourse. Eventually, Chapek reversed his decision and put out a statement to support the LGBTQ plus community, but the damage was already done.
Oh, it was way done.
So, it's very interesting. You know, there's a lot of things going on. They're trying to get, Florida's trying to get Disney to dismiss their suit. Disney is trying to get it pushed forward. So, there's a lot of crazy things that are going on with, you know, this. And, you know, I think, unfortunately, Chapek started something and then he couldn't back down from it. And now, unfortunately, Iger has to come back and try to, you know, clean up the mess, you know. Yep. So
the rubble was still there.
Yeah, he's kind of left holding the bag. He's, you know, last man out. So, you know, yeah. Listen, I said this many times ago, that somehow, quietly, there was going to be an agreement. The state of Florida was going to say, you know, and I think, you know, what I said was Iger's going to calm this down. He's going to make an agreement with the state of Florida and DeSantis. He's going to let Florida save face, and they're going to say, hey, we won against Disney, blah, 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 blah. But Disney will get their things back. That will be the agreement that winds up coming to light.
Stop playing with my toys, Ron.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all I want. I just want my stuff
and my
back.
District.
Yep.
Yeah.
When you're a kid, when you're done playing with your toys, you put them back in the box.
Exactly. Exactly. So, let's hope Iger can get to that. I think this is a good statement in that direction that might, you know, put an end to all this malarkey.
One can only hope.
Yep. Yep. All right. So, what's next?
Up next, new Disney World license plate benefiting Make-A-Wish Foundation is now available. Mm. A refreshed version of the Disney World license plate is now available, and proceeds benefit the Make-A-Wish Foundation. The details are rolling out starting this week in local county tax collector's office and license plate agencies, or DMVs, throughout Florida. Our newly redesigned Walt Disney World specialty license plate will continue to directly benefit Make-A-Wish Central and Northern Florida, helping grant even more wishes for children facing critical illnesses and their families. It's a perfect way to add a little more pixie dust to your car while supporting a great cause. We first introduced a Disney World specialty license plate design during the 50th anniversary celebration, and just recently, Disney hit a big milestone, over $2 million raised for this Make-A-Wish chapter through these license plate sales. That is amazing. Actually, it's a lot.
Yep.
Disney is our largest wish granter in the world, and they know just how important it is to create joy and hope for children and families who need it most, said Annie Cuba, president and CEO of Make-A-Wish Central and Northern Florida. This new license plate is the latest way we are making big impacts for wish families in Florida, and I can't wait to see it hit the road soon as even more Florida drivers join us in making wishes come true. I don't know if I've seen one of these on the road yet.
Yeah, I haven't seen them on the road. I think they were signing people up at the Disney garage sale. They were actually had the town.
Yes, county. I heard they were there. I didn't see where they were, but I heard they were there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you actually walked away with your plate. So they had.
Oh,
them
wow.
In the, yeah. Yeah. So I have the OG one. I have the 50th anniversary one, which is a dark blue with an iridescent Magic Kingdom on it. This is a light blue and a medium blue. And it's not as spectacular as the original 50th one.
And I'd hate to not disagree with you, but I don't disagree with you.
Now, I don't know if you can only get the new one and not get the 50th. I don't know. We'd have to go to the county tax collector. And here's the other interesting thing. So coming from New Jersey, especially license plates were very, very, very expensive. And there weren't a lot of them. There were maybe a dozen, maybe a little bit more. The state of Florida has so many specialty license plates. Like every college, every football team, every baseball team, manatees, dolphins, children, firefighters, vets, pets, you name it, and there's a license plate for it.
We got a lot.
It is just, literally, you scroll pages. You're like, what the? Holy mackerel, this is like crazy. So, it's a lot. It's a lot, but I guess the state makes money off it. And since we don't have a state tax, maybe that's how they make their money. So, kudos to that, right? Did we find out, James? No?
I am looking to see if we can find out if they, yeah. But we can continue on.
I will press on. All right, kids, yes. How about a little headline news?
And now, the headline news.
Alrighty. First up, Disney Magic Band Plus is now available for purchase for guests on select Disney Magic sailings. And I am going on one in November, and sadly enough, I purchased some cruise magic bands, and let me tell you.
Because you had to.
Yes. Two magic bands is quite expensive. Almost $100. Almost $100 for two magic bands. I was like, wow, good for you, Disney. Grabbing that money right out of my pocket. All right, Space 220 adds some new beverages as it reached a milestone. It is their second anniversary. Dun, dun, dun. And you still don't see them on the reservation list. Impossible to find a reservation there.
Walk up. That's how it worked for me. That was the easiest way to do it.
Yep.
First thing in the morning, go over there and
beg.
See if they have walk up available. That's the best you can do.
Yep.
And to answer your question on the plate, it looks like we have officially replaced the 50th. I only see the new one here.
Yep, that's too bad. If you were living in the Batcave last week, you won't know that there was a bear, a real-life bear, not a Winnie the Pooh bear, not a country bear, a real-life brown bear inside the Magic Kingdom. And it shut down half the park. Now, here's the question I have.
I mean, I know the churros are good, but...
Yeah. All right, so Fish and Wildlife were saying that the bear was hunting for food for hibernation. All right, I get that. But here's my question. As far as I know, most... All of the area around the park is a double fence with razor wire at the top. The only place there's not barbed wire or a fence is the turnstiles. So how did this bear, did the bear climb over the fence, over the V razor wire? Did he go under a fence? I don't know. I want to know how he got in the park.
Or how long has he been in the park?
He was in there quite a long time. So they went in, they captured the bear, and they're going to relocate him to another resort.
To Animal Kingdom.
Maybe. New Sweet Mojo Taco at Amorette's is now available at Disney Springs. So it's a
Mojito.
Taco. At Amorette's, a taco.
I don't know. but I don't know what to think about that.
It's a sweet mojito. All right. Anyway, Epcot's iconic Spaceship Earth Illumination has a new light show to celebrate Disney's 100th celebration. So if you are there at night, make sure you stay and watch that. It's the big ball in the front of the park, if you're not sure. Disney announced the new 2024-25 Disney World Ambassadors. So they pick new ambassadors, and they go. These people are pretty lucky. They get to go all over the world, go to events, do things that other cast members obviously do not get to do. Epcot reintroduced the original Soarin' Over California with the iconic orange scent. It is back for a limited time. So if you want to see the OG Soarin' with the original OG scent, make sure you do it soon, because they did not really say when this is going away. Remember, we're getting a statue at Epcot. It's called Walt Disney Dreamer's Point. It's a sculpture of Mick, Walt Disney sitting down. Well, they now have it in a mini size edition that you can purchase and put on your desk.
So at least that one won't be covered by walls.
Yeah.
Or you can buy the walls all separately.
Hey, parking lot tram service has resumed at Disney's Hollywood Studios and Epcot.
And everywhere.
You now no longer have to walk 3 miles to get inside a park. You can take a tram.
You can wait 3 minutes to get drove up there. 3 miles.
Epcot park hours have been extended during the 2023 International Festival of the Holidays. Stay longer. It's cooler at night. You'll have more fun.
You will.
The beach pool water slide over at the Grand Floridian is going to be closed through late September. So if you're heading to the Grand Floridian, know that the beach pool water slide is going to be closed.
It is closed.
Yep.
Pool open. Slide, no.
Yep. Talk about the 50th anniversary and the medallions. They have been removed from the Fab 50 characters around the park. They took them off, repainted it, and now it doesn't say anything.
Characters will still be there. The 50th will not.
Exactly. If you do rideshare to Epcot, there is a new rideshare pickup and a drop-off area. Please make sure that you follow the signs to the new area. Don't assume it's in the old place, because it is not anymore. That's, let's see. Oh, and last but not least, and this is the most important thing, the new Walt the Dreamer statue is going to be installed October 1st.
October 1st.
The anniversary of the park.
Of course.
We're not going to take down the walls, but we are going to put up that statue.
We're going to make sure it's there on that day.
And then we're going to sell it in the gift shop, and you'll take one home.
We already do. It's already there.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is.
I saw it.
Yeah. All right. Do we have anything else, Mr. James?
Chit-chat. No, but the sweet mojito taco is a sweet taco filled with lime mousse, mini pate de fruit, and a margarine on a graham cracker sable. That is what the mojito taco is.
Oh, there you go. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah. I had to look it up. I was curious what was in it.
Yeah. There's always a line there at Emirates.
It is, but it moves fairly well, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes I just want to grab something and go home and I'm not going to wait in the line. You know what? I'll go to the ganacherie and just grab some chocolate. I'm fine with that, too. Yeah,
you can do that, too. That's just as fast and twice as small. And
yeah. And probably twice as expensive.
Just as many people in it, too.
Yeah, exactly. All right, kids, that's all we got. Thank you for listening.
Yes.
If you like this show, please don't forget to... Yeah, if you want more, please head over to patreon.com/DisneyParks Podcast. And we have two other shows. We have our Extra Magic Hour show, where we pontificate on something Disney. And then we have our Disney Plus show, where we talk about all things Disney Plus, Hulu, movie, TV, news, things.
Everything.
Yeah, and everything else under the sun. That's it. So as we'd like to say around here, if we don't see you in the parks, we'll see you.
We won't see you for what?
Yep, we should mention that we won't, well, I won't be here, and, well, James won't be here. We won't be here next Monday. I will be in Alaska.
Yep.
Seeing real brown bears in the wild.
Or one that may jump on his cruise ship.
Exactly. All right, kids, thank you for listening, and we'll see you real soon.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc. are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Like a ball of blue, fate steps in and sees you through one reach upon the star. Your dream.